Well, it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
Not necessarily the news for your Thursday. Still under, still all of the news, but just none of the carbs. We welcome our Hank fans. Streaming with us live for the world to see, which you can hear on the radio and other such listening devices on our Hank Facebook page. Tonight's lead story. Well, the president got really excited yesterday. Yeah, on social media. President Trump announced yesterday that Coca-Cola has agreed to use real cane sugar in their U.S. sold beverages.
Oh, that's exciting.
The Truth Social post, quote, I've been speaking to Coca-Cola about using real, all capital, cane sugar and Coke in the United States, and they have agreed to do so. I'd like to thank all of those in authority at Coca-Cola. This will be a very good move by them. You'll see it's just better. Which may be their next slogan. Of course, he loves the Diet Coke. He's got the red button in the, in the oval.
Special.
That he freaks J.D. Vance out with every now and then.
MAGA!
You know, the other red button's right next to it. Let's not get him confused. The switch, though, this would mean that natural cane sugar would be switching from high fructose corn syrup, which most other countries have already done. In fact, a lot of people brought up Mexico Coke.
That's what I say. Yeah, because people
you can
go to Costco
get.
Just to get it.
And that's got the cane sugar in there. Of course, also part of his plan is to rename Mexico Coke the Coke of America.
MAGA!
Oh,
so I think
like
we've
it.
Ended the cola wars. Mm-hmm. Thank you, President Trump.
Fantastic. Now, this should be a segment for 8:35, but congratulations to the guys from Jane's Addiction for making it a bit early today. Remember we talked last year about when the band got into a brawl on stage in Boston? Well, now there's a few lawsuits to go along with it. Perry Farrell admits to body-checking Dave Navarro for having his amp up too loud on stage. Then Dave allegedly gave him an elbow to the neck. Three members of the band filed suit against Perry Farrell. He fired back, saying they have been bullying me for years. There's claims of negligence, emotional distress, breach of contract, assault, battery, being a baby rock star, and more. Okay, I just made that last one up. Yeah, all of them want $10 million in damages, so... Yeah.
Because an amp was too loud?
Yeah, well, it caused him, he couldn't think.
You know,
and he asked him a number of times.
Group of guys that I would think would have get along swimmingly. I'm amazed that they are having issues.
It's almost like there's a bunch
of water under the bridge.
Ego.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah.
I mean, if you and Boyd could patch things up, you know.
Bring it in, Boyd.
All right, so we can keep our shoes on at the airport now. And the next big change, according to Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, Christy Noem. I wish you'd wear a gnome hat, but that's neither here nor there. I wish you would. I think poll numbers would go up. It could be the liquids. The TSA 311 liquid rule could be the next thing that we don't have to deal with anymore.
Can we do this soon? Because I'm going on vacation. That would really help me out.
Noem says, I'll tell you, I mean the liquids. I'm questioning that. They may be the next big announcement is what size your liquids need to be, says the quote. So we'll see. We'll keep you updated on this. But this would mean amazing things for something that literally has never gotten off the ground. And that would be the Will It Float Airborne Edition. And you could play it at 30,000 feet.
Will it float?
We're hoping for the legislation to pass.
So you know what the world really needs at this point? An heir to Pete Davidson's legacy. And we're soon going to have that. As the comic announced, he's expecting a child with one Elsie Hewitt. His little lady posted a photo of the sonogram on social media. They have been together for 4 long months.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
The SNL alum revealed in 2022 that he's really excited about having a child. Of course, he's been to rehab twice since that interview.
Months.
So,
yeah, but he owns the Staten Island Ferry.
That's
fun.
All hope for the best in this child.
Yeah, 4 months. Hey, when you know, right? And we know this, Harry Potter's Emma Watson, who's, by the way, going for like master's degree or doctorate at the University of Oxford.
Oh.
So she's in the real world and she's moved on and stuff like that. Leviosa. She just got put on a 6-month driving ban in England for a speeding incident earlier this month. She was going 38 in a 30-mile an hour. But the problem is, this is like her fourth offense in 2 years. And they don't dilly-dally over there across the pond on these things. So they gave her about a $1,500 fine, and then they've suspended her license. They are on the point system, too. So if you're like 12 points or over, they take your license until you can't drive in England.
So points are bad.
Yeah. This also is at least a 100-point deduction from Gryffindor, so that's unfortunate for them. She needs a broom.
As we grow older, KB,
yeah,
it's natural to think about what's going to happen to us once we're gone. Namely, where our soul will reside and who gets to come to say their final goodbyes. The TikToker Grandma Droniak, she's put together a list of who is invited or not.
These are the people banned from my funeral. Don't let them in. If you see George at the door, tell him to go home. He cheated on my best friend, and you can't trust him. And you can't trust room 205. Oh. He is a weirdo. Doris, I know you're watching this. So listen up. I know what you did, and I'm going to haunt you. And my dentist can't come either. I don't like the dentist. Well, that's it.
I understand. But, you know, I think some reunification needs to happen with Doris. She's the goat of Will It Float.
When will that tank be cleaned?
Doris, I know you're watching this. So listen up.
All right. She'll try for Will It Float today.
I want to know what Doris did. I mean,
Doris is sweetheart. She worked like four doubles in a row.
I was
going to
say, she doesn't have time to tick anybody off.
Taylor Swift's father, Scott Swift, recovering from major heart surgery, 73 years old, underwent quintuple bypass surgery. Whole Swift family by his side, doing well. In fact, the family presser says, quote, Scott is reportedly feeling fantastic.
Oh.
So, it's a very Swifty press release right there. Or the drugs are still kicking in. There you go. And then HGTV, it's been a bloodletting over there. They have canceled half a dozen of their remodeling shows, HGTV. They say don't worry. It's part of their plan. They plan to fill the newly created spaces with canceled shows from other networks that they've repurposed, and they call it upcycling.
So 92.1 Hank FM. Listen online anytime at 92.1hankfm.com.
So listen up.
Yeah.